Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。
酒馆的第十五期进阶口语课程进入最后召集阶段，就要开课了。还想加入这期课程的你，赶快联系小助手报名吧。微信是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show.
Welcome back to Geek Time. This is Brad. Hey, Lulu, how's it going?
Hi, Brad. Let's continue with our 3D printer.
Yep. So, yeah, 3D printing.
3D printing. You said you are currently using 3D printer to、mm-hmm. print out parts of your drone. I was wondering, like, why do people generally use 3D printing? Is it just for hobbies?
A lot of time it's for designing. Maybe you have like an invention you want to create.、Mm. You can design something and then you can print out the part.、Mm. Try to use it. If you don't like it for some reason, you can design it. You can change the design, print it out again.、Uh-huh. Whereas if you do that, if you like have an idea for a part,then you have to send your part off to someone else to make the part,、uh-huh. and then it comes back to you maybe a week later. And so every time you want to redesign something, you have to do this. Whereas with like a 3D printer, you can do it in a matter of a few hours.
Cut the middleman.
Yeah.、Mm. Or if like you break something on like your skateboard, or if you break something on like on your desk or something, you can actually print out a replacement part.
The exact same before.、Mm.
I mean, like, you can usually, like, if it's, like, a circle, you know, or、mm. something like that, you can measure, like, the diameter, and then、mm. you can just plug in the diameter, and then you can print it with holes in it or something like that, and、mm. it can basically just connect back to your desk where the old part was.、
Mm. Yeah. But it does sound like a lot of work you have to go through just for parts of a desk. I'd probably just get a new desk. I guess for machines, for more intricate things.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, especially in the U.S. right now, there's this whole movement called Right to Repair, where people, they don't want to throw stuff away because, like, you have all these things where you have a phone and you use it for a year, then you throw it away. But it's like all this material is in the phone that you're throwing away, and it's like it's going into the trash, but that stuff can be reused. But when you have a desk, like, you don't need to buy a new desk. You don't need to buy a new thing. You can just print a piece and you can fix it.Right?
So in a way, it's actually environmentally friendly、mm-hmm. to use 3D printing.
Yeah.、Mm. But I mean, like, it's also, it's a big thing for kids nowadays, especially、schools are using them, teaching kids how to be designers, you know,、yep. they're teaching them how to program computers and then how to print things from 3D printers.
I would imagine this is very popular among kids, especially a certain type of kids.、Mm-hmm. Probably the future geeks.、
Mm. Yeah.
In the previous episode, we did talk about the limitations of 3D printing, and、mm-hmm. you were saying, first of all, it's the size.
Yeah.
But can we have a very, very big 3D printer?
We, like, for businesses and business use, you can get them. There's usually, like, these huge machines.、Mm-hmm. They're kind of, like, almost like machines, like,、you know, like CNC machines.
Yep.
They're huge, and you can use them to 3D print huge devices,Or I shouldn't say huge devices, but huge prints.、Mm. But this can take hours sometimes, like, because you have to print layer by layer. If you want it to be strong, then you don't want to have, like, a really huge layer. You want to have, like, little by little.
Little by little.
And so that will take even longer.
So in that sense, it's not even as efficient as the original machine.
No, like, you definitely wouldn't want to use this for...mass production、mm. for people who are selling like a limited number of、toys that they're building online or something like that, someone who has like a small shop, it'd be really good to start off with. You can、mm. print out the items that you want to sell and then you can sell them online. But once you get beyond like a certain amount, like a certain production level、mm. you have to go back to some of the traditional methods. 3D printers are not meant for that. They're meant more for designing, like designing and making things. You have an idea, you want to print it, then you want to like change the shape and then reprint it.、Mm. Basically, it's meant for design and meant for fun, you know, design fun, but definitely not for mass production.、Mm. If you have a piece, because like each layer is printed individually、mm. and not like kind of like...We call like an injection molding where every, like all of the plastic is put into the machine at once、mm. and then fed in and kind of like solidifies together.、Mm-hmm. When you print it layer by layer, the different layers aren't quite entirely put together. So it can break. It can crack open.
So it's also not as sturdy,
right,
as the normal way of, let's say, building mm-hmm. things.
A few people have made this better, and what they basically do is they have a machine that cures it or, like, bakes it. Mm. And so if you were to make a shape and then you put it into a curing machine, what it does is it brings it to the temperature where it doesn't melt it,
mm.
but what it does is it heats it up enough so where the individual layers start kind of becoming more fluid and joining together.
Mm. It sounds very complex, but I guess it's like what you said. That's not what 3D printing mm-hmm. or printer was invented for.
Right.
It's more for designing.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have heard you talking about making all these parts, replacement parts mostly. But 3D printing, is it more printing the things that are already in existence or printing the things that haven't been created?
You can use it for both. A lot of people, you know, like, see something they want at the store,
mm.
but then they look at it and go, that's really expensive. I don't really can't afford that. But then they can look at, they can buy a few parts and then 3D print everything to put it all together. You know, like build a 3D like an electric skateboard. You can buy the motor. It's basically like the quadcopter motors mm-hmm. that we use. You can get a stronger one and use that to control your skateboard and push you along. And you need something to connect the motor to the skateboard, and so you can 3D print it.
I guess you said it's because they see something in a store, they think it's expensive. I think for people like you, it's not the expense, really. It's more like the sense of accomplishment
yeah. mm-hmm.
of building something
yeah.
on using your own intelligence, that mm-hmm. sort of, using your own skills.
It's that, but also there's a lot of people who just like the design process.
Mm.
And so if it's something you wanted, like, you can go on, there's lots of websites that hold like thousands of different designs people have made.
Mm.
So if you have a design and you're like, well, I don't want to keep it on my computer. I want to have it somewhere, you know, other people can use it, or I want to put it, you can sell your designs, or you can put them on open source. Like Thingiverse.
It's actually called Thingiverse?
Yeah, Thingiverse.com. That's one of the major websites for people who want to upload their designs.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that there's a community of people mm-hmm. like you who
Definitely.
Would like to?
Definitely. Like, what's actually really interesting is the reason I chose my particular 3D printer
mm.
was because when I was looking online and looking at all the different 3D printers out there, mine came in a kit that I could put together. And so I had like this challenge of putting together the kit. But also, there were people printing 3D parts printing parts for their 3D printer mm-hmm. to make their 3D printer better. And so there's this community of people who were going out and saying, this part in the 3D printer is good, but we can make it better if we focus on, like, the cooling system on this part. And so
there were three printing the 3D printer.
Yeah, basically printing parts that would make it stronger or sturdier. Yeah.
This just now sounds like some sort of tongue twister.
It is.
I think I really do like this whole DIY or the maker, what they call maker mm-hmm. culture. It does sound really, really fun. I mean, it's a pity that I'm not good at those things, but I have a lot of respect for people who can do it. I think we're going to wrap up here because 3D printing, I don't think most of our audience know much about.
Yeah.
Hopefully after these two episodes, you are a little bit less confused than I am.
You can go online, you can look at, like, watching videos. Just go watch a video of a 3D print being printed. It's very mesmerizing, just kind of watching it slowly being, like, printed up. It's kind of, it's fun.
Isn't it?
But yeah, there's that. Go out and design something on your own. You can practice designing it for free. And if you think, well, I really want to print this, you can go out and buy a printer.
Yeah, now that we know that they're getting really affordable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on that note, thank you, Brad, for coming to the show. And for our audience, if you have ever experienced with 3D printing, if you know anything about it that you want to share, leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
酒馆双十一大促活动火热进行中，进店就送70元红包，上百款产品三折起，还有热红酒和伊比利亚火腿买即送。微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，享受一场酒馆带来的世界美食盛宴吧。